Can you remember a time when you really, really badly wanted to go and see someone? Maybe it was a friend you wanted to play with? Yes, Desiree?
To.
Maybe to grandma's house? To your friend Caitlin's house. That's great. Well, the Bible tells us a story about a boy who really wanted to go and see Jesus. And we don't know his name, but I'm going to call him Mark. And I imagine that Mark had heard the stories about Jesus, and he had heard how he had healed people and how he's told these amazing stories, and that even Jesus liked to play with kids, like we learned about last week. And so he heard that Jesus was in his area, so he wanted to go and see him for himself. And I can imagine that he went to his parents and said, "Can I go down and see Jesus today?" And maybe his mom and dad said, "Oh, but I thought you were going to help me with the chores, or I thought you were going to go fishing with me today." But they realized that he really wanted to see Jesus, and so they said, "Yes, you can go and spend some time with Jesus." And I can imagine his mom packing him a lunch to take care of him, because it was a long day ahead of him and a long walk. So she packed the lunch for him, and he set off. So Mark was walking and walking, and after a while he saw a crowd of people gathered, and then he saw Jesus, and he saw him heal people, and he heard the amazing stories that he told, and he forgot all about his lunch. He even got to know a disciple named Andrew. And later on in the evening, it was getting kind of late, and he thought he'd probably better be heading home. But Andrew came and talked to him and said, "Jesus wants to feed these people." And Mark looked around, and there were thousands of people. And he said, "He could have my lunch, but it's pretty tiny. You know, it's just 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread." And so he gave his lunch to Andrew, and Andrew took it to Jesus. And Jesus said to the people, "Sit down to eat." It was like he was saying, "Yes, we have food." It was a tiny bit of food and a lot of people. But he gave thanks, and he blessed the food, and then he started breaking it and giving it to his disciples, and his disciples passed out the food, and there was more and more bread and more fish, and more than 5,000 people ate. And then they went to collect the leftovers, and they filled 12 baskets of food with bread that was left over. We have some food here today to remind us. So I'd like you to pass the basket around to each other and just take one little packet each to remind you of the lunch of that day. And then let's see if we have some leftovers. Just pass it around, and to help us remember the fish and the bread. And then bring it back to me, Desiree, after each one. After you take one for yourself, then bring it back to me. Thank you. Yes, we do have leftovers. We have a lot of leftovers. So you know what I'm going to do? I will put it in the foyer next to the worship bags so that... oh, yes, Carson, you may have one. So that after church, you can take some more to share with your friends or to have a little appetizer before potluck. And during the sermon, Pastor Greg's sermon, I want you each to listen to how many times you hear Pastor Greg say yes. Okay, just make little marks and count them up. And at the end of the service, come to me, and the three people that are the closest to the number that I count, I have a little surprise for you. And this is for anybody under 20. So older kids can participate too if you like. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for helping us to say yes, and thank you for giving us more abundantly than we can imagine when we come to you. Amen.